October 7th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, 3 p.m. service. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, your rosaries are the encouragement of peace in the world. They hold back the arm of the Father's justice. It is your rosaries which prevent the release of still more virulent germ warfare in a plot which deepens in the heart of man. Recently, this nation was ravaged by a savage hurricane. Many lives and souls were lost. If your rosaries had been picked up and employed as this storm approached, it could have been weakened, even rerouted. As it was, the prayer effort was limited compared to the monster storm. Dear children, your prayers are like the electric power you use in everyday life to make all things work together. When the power is off, you lose the ability to do much. It is this way with prayers. Prayers are the power that enlists heaven's aid in hearts and in the world around you. Your rosaries have the power to change the future of the world and to mitigate much evil already set in motion. Satan does not want you to know these things. He does much to distract you and to keep you from praying. Unite your hearts to my Immaculate Heart when you arise, and I will help you to pray off and on throughout the day. When you pray, trust that your prayers will make a difference. It is your faith that calls upon God's power more than fear. Make the path of prayer between your heart and the heart of God well traveled. Do not wait for some impending disaster to pray. Regard your rosary as the cord that connects you to God's attentive ear and His power. Dear children, today I pray you will understand in your hearts just how powerful and important your fervent rosaries are. If each soul prayed one Hail Mary a day, I could reclaim souls Satan is using to spread wars. Think then the power of a whole rosary. Do you want to stop germ warfare? Pray your rosary. Do you wish to convert souls caught up in the world of pleasure and financial gain? Pray the rosary. Do you wish to convince skeptics of my coming here? Pray your rosary. If you truly believed in the power of my rosary, we could accomplish all of this and more. I extend to you my blessing of holy love. I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, please understand there is nothing more important than your own salvation. For that reason, Moses has come to help you towards your salvation." Now, Moses is here holding the tablets of the Ten Commandments. He says, "My dear brothers and sisters, understand that it is your obedience to these laws that leads to your salvation. Without your obedience, you will never see heaven. Praise God for this information. Praise God for your obedience." He, Moses, is blessing us, and God the Father is imparting His triple blessing.